This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What's going on with that thing? Whatever. It'll get there when it gets there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. A lot happening. Lots happening. And, you know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's like a boatload, a bajillion gazillion things that you can do up there. And there are smarter people than I know. You don't want to hear it. But it's true, though. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. I don't want to hear it. Maybe you don't mind hearing it, but I don't want to hear it. Smarter people than I in the chat room you can talk with. And they got all kinds of stuff going on, including recipes of time. You know, which I always think that's funny. Anyway. You know, listening to the news today, we have become, I don't think, maybe we haven't become, maybe we've always been, and I'm just too dull to know it. But it's kind of like, if you're on the right, you're on the right. If you're on the left, you're on the left. There is no middle. You know, guys, first and foremost, we're Americans, right? I mean, that's what you say. Put America first. Make America great again. So we're Americans first. There are good Democrats. There are sleazy Republicans. I'm saying that from the Republican side. You know, we've all got our family members we don't want to talk about. And if we're more honest about it, it's one of the things I was holding Trump's feet to the fire for the other night. Some of you actually got irritated with me. Either you're a person of integrity, you're a person of truth, or you're not. And when Donald Trump, President Trump, who I am not against, so we're clear, comes out and says in a tweet or comes out and says in conversation that Steve Bannon had no place of prominence, come on. That's not true. And it gives them fodder. It gives the other side ammunition for the gun to say, see, the man says in these 27 clips, just like I do to them, just like I do to Oblamo, in these 27 clips, he talks about how important Bannon is, and then all of a sudden he's mad at him and he's not important anymore? That doesn't work. Makes us look like fools. Let's not do that. We need to call our people on the carpet and their people on the carpet. Again, we're Americans first, right? Anybody disagree with me? If you disagree with me, move to Russia. They'll be more than happy to have you there, especially if you're from America. Or as they say in the South, from America. Oh, black unemployment rate is at a record low. And all those policies Obama put in place are finally working, huh? No, I'm so tired of hearing this. But you know what? Let them do it. Let them hang themselves. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting a 6.8% unemployment rate for black workers in December. It's the low. You ready for this one? Come on. You ready for this? It's the lowest rate in 45 years. Think about it. That's really cool. I was talking about this last night, but I couldn't beat it up too long. Which was, you know, you've got the black unemployment rate is down. The Hispanic unemployment rate is down. More people are working. Legal Hispanics, don't get stupid with me. Write me dumb emails. Unemployment overall has hit 4.1%, which is wonderful. Now, again, I've always been one, whether it's under Trump or under Oblamo, I've always been one that said I don't believe these numbers at the raw level because we've got people, you know, when it comes to unemployment, we still have people that stop looking for work. Have they been put back to work again? Have the people that went on disability gone back to work again? Now, those numbers you can't find easily. It was one of my arguments when Oblamo was on there and talking about the unemployment rate. And I said, we need to look at the numbers of people that have jumped from unemployment because it was about ready to expire on them over to disability or permanent disability. Unemployment among black workers, again, let me see. It's the lowest it's been since the 1970s when the government began tracking the data. Black unemployment rate of 6.8% in December was the lowest since the Bureau of Labor Statistics started tracking in 1972, specifically, a year in which the rate ranged from 11.2% to 9.4%. In 45 years, the data has been tracked. The unemployment rate for blacks or African-American workers aged 16 years old and older has never fallen below 7%. Well, thank God we had Obama for 8 years to straighten this out. Don't you think? through the last year, black unemployment rate rose to 8% in March and fell to 7% in September before falling again in December. The unemployment rate for white workers is at 3.7%. Now, overall, non-farm payrolls rose 148,000 in December, falling just short of the 190 they wanted. The national unemployment rate was 4.1%. And there's an unexpected loss of 20,000 retail jobs during the holiday season. You know, a lot was purchased online. We've all known this is coming. You know, for years we've been talking about how the online shopping, it's so much easier. You don't have to leave the house. You can sit around in your ugly sweater and not have to worry about anybody seeing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was hoping, thinking, praying, Xander Gibb might join us. I don't know. He might know, if he's like me, probably dozed off after eating that box of donuts. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Oh, we are back. You're listening to The Real Side. There you go. A little dancing for you. Get it out of your system. I want you to picture guys with big bell-bottom pants jump. Who's that bass player for that Earth, Wind, and Fire? I love that guy.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is having, if he was the only guy on stage, he would be having so much fun all by his lonesomes, and he wouldn't care. I think he does anyway. I don't even think he knows anybody else is up there with him, if you've ever watched Earth, Wind, and Fire in concert. One of the first concerts I went to, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Chicago. That's right. See, I had class. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't with those rock and roll bands. I wanted to hear music. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You know how I'm always pushing you to buy American? Yeah, that's right. See, long before President Trump was in the picture, tell you about making America great again and all that other fun stuff. I was asking you to do the same thing. And you didn't vote to me. You didn't vote for me for president. Anyhow, seriously, we need to support American businesses. We need to get behind American businesses, making sure that they're solid and sure and they can not just survive, but actually make it and do well, because then they support other American businesses. And you know, one of our newer sponsors is a company that makes American flags here in America, the way it should be. You know, and again, how do you keep, if they truly are made here. There is one item that's made, it's a pole or a post of some kind that they have to make overseas because of, what are they called? Patent laws. Other than that, the flags are put together. They're not made like in China and Mexico and Guadalupe or whatever, and then they come here and put them together. They are made. They are stitched, they are made, they are put together here in this country. So they are actually putting together, they are actually putting Americans to work. I've got one. I proudly got one flying in the front of our house. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head up to gracealley.com. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E-A-L-L-E-Y. Gracealley.com. You'll see the flags. If you click on the one that we have, they've got one that they've got a video on to show you how the non-tangle free pole. And that pole works for several other flags. You can use the pole for any flag to keep. I hate when I drive by somebody's house and I see the flags all tangled up on the pole. And it's not that I'm mad at them. I just know that that wasn't their intent, you know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, the author of that new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. You know, if you've ever hung around with Bannon or know people that hung around with him, he's not a sedated man. Very animated, very loud, you know. But let's get past all of that for a minute. Michael Wolff doesn't have a very good track record either. He's been known to embellish, misspeak, type non-facts as facts. But the left loves him. Well, this is their crowd. This is his crowd. But even he came out, and he's now, think about this. Think about something. The surgeon walks in the room, and just before you go under, he says, thank God that guy doesn't know I had to go through med school twice. Would that make you, I mean, the anesthesia would wear off for me in about 3 seconds at that point. But the author says, Mr. Wolf says, I can't be sure if parts of the book are true. Really? Think about that. That's like those commercials, and I'm afraid to say too much because I don't know who the sponsors are or not. Hi, this will keep you from, going to the bathroom in your pants, this drug, right? But it might bring on sudden death, hard breathing, major diarrhea, right? Passing out. I mean, to give you all...
Yeah.
A death. Yeah, well, that's, I already said that, sudden death. Like, why? There's a long death is better than a sudden death? It ends in death. And what do people do? They go buy the drugs anyway. I'll wear a diaper. It's safer. The Michael Wolff, the author of Fire and Fury, Inside Trump White House, says that the that Donald Trump's presidency acknowledged in an author's note in the book, he said he can't be sure that all the content is true. Now, I love this. I mean, and it's in the front of the book. So it's not like all these people who've been tweeting out bits and pieces of it didn't know that, right? By the way, Obama's stock market closed above 25,000 today, just in case you didn't hear that. You will hear it eventually, but I thought I'd let you hear it first. Several of his sources said that he was definitely lying to him, while some offered accounts that flatly contradicted those of others. So he's wandering around the halls of the White House, not really hearing any of this for himself, and then deciding, well, printable, sounds good, make for a great story. Some were nonetheless included in the vivid account of the West Wing's workings, in a process Wolf described as allowing the reader to judge. Oh, God. So he's printed a book about his experience about what went on inside the White House, other people's experiences as to what went on inside the White House, right? He should have, the subtitle should have been a book of supposition. Wolf goes on to say that, you know, he describes the book as allowing the reader to judge whether the sources and the claims are true. Hey, make it up as you go. Decide as you go whether you want to believe that about Trump or not. In other cases, the media columnist said that he did use his journalistic judgment and research to arrive at what he describes, a version of events I believe is true. Oh, God. So he took stories and bits and pieces from everybody. He put them together, wrote something that, for him, appeared to be true. That's the way President, probably the way President Trump would play that out. You know, I said to a couple of people, I know some of you guys think that I'm just bashing on Trump, and I'm not. He's a stereotypical A personality, New York businessman that's very strong. If you think that that man is mild-mannered even 51% of the time, you're drinking too much. They don't get things done. They don't become successful by accepting everything that comes across their desk, speaking mild-manneredly all the time. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes you got to poke somebody to get them to move. Here's a relevant part of the note from the 10th page of the book's prologue. And I quote, he said, many of the accounts of what happened in Trump's White House are in conflict with one another, many in Trumpian fashion, are baldly untrue. But he printed them anyway. Now the left is having a field day with it, speaking to this stuff like it's gospel truth. We'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always enjoy the time that you spend with me. Seriously, you know what? Set up to the website. The website has a live chat room going on up there. You can talk to people smarter than I am. You can also head over to the Facebook feed. A lot going on there as well. Again, smarter people than I am in the feed. Just listen to them. Look at what they're writing. You'll know they're smarter than I am. It ain't that hard. We'll take you. No college degree needed, I guarantee it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I want your email address, top right-hand side. Just give me your email address. I send out an email a week to let you know what's going on the show with the guests and a whole bunch of other things happening as well. Feel free to send me gifts. You see my stuffed animals and Pokey and Gumby and the Trump Duck, Duck Trump, the Ducko de Trumpo. Yeah, we should do a Hispanic version, huh? No? Okay, never mind. All right, so talking about the new book, I guess it's Fire and Fury inside, you know, the Trump White House, because it's so bad in there. And I love it because it's almost like nobody thinks or thought or feels that Mr. Oblamo had a temper. Isn't it interesting how tight-lipped the White House was when Obama was in there? Come on, listen. Did you hear anything? Did you hear anything at all when it came to what he was doing? What was going on when he was in the White House? No, huh? So there's a note in the front of the book, which I think is hilarious. Now, nobody's talked about this yet. And not that we're the first to do all this stuff, but there are a lot of times that we hit a story first, at least radio-wise, and, you know, 2 days later it comes out and somebody makes a big deal out of it. It's like, hello? What do you think we were doing, sitting here picking our noses? We're doing the same thing. Anyway, so many of the accounts of what happened in the Trump White House, this is according to the note that the author put in the front of the book, are in conflict with one another. Many in the Trumpian fashion are baldly untrue. So this journal, and I love it, right? I'm the bad guy. But this journalist put untrue things about Trump in his book, and I guess it's okay.
And the reason I said I guess it's okay is because he's done it, and mainstream has not called him out on it at all. So what would you want me to think? Again, 855-Show. Come on, guys. You have to admit, this is like, even if you're on the left, this is so whacked. So whacked and so wrong. The many of the accounts of what happened or has happened in Trump White House are in conflict. Right? In other words, two people in the same room saw two different things, which is not new. This happens all the time. These conflicts and that looseness with the truth, if not with the reality itself, are an element thread of the book. He says, sometimes I have to let the players offer their versions, in turn allowing the reader to judge them. In other instances, I have, through a consistency in the accounts and through sources, I've come to trust and settle on a version that I decided is true. Don't they call this fiction? You know what? Right? It's even worse. I mean, science fiction, like science babble, you got to have a name for this. Oh, we'll just call it a liar's diary. What about that? Right? All the things that he heard and may have recorded and spoke to people, and this is what he finally come up with. Isn't that cool? The book itself, reviewed by Business Insider from a copy acquired prior to the Friday publication, is not always clear. Now, this shouldn't shock you at all, right? It's not always clear about what level of confidence the author has in any particular assertion. Lengthy and private conversations are reported verbatim, and they're difficult to ascertain or the details, whether one is telling the truth. I mean, somebody should have gone through the book and go, whoa, this guy contradicts himself three lines later. Let's fix that. Wolf attributes his book to the more than 200 interviews with people including Trump and most members of his senior staff. Wolf has dozens of hours of tapes to back up what he said, so he says. He does look like the kind of guy that would run around with a 8-track recorder, doesn't he? Or tape deck? Have you seen this picture? And I love these guys. I mean, we do the same thing. But I love how they put the nasty picture of Trump on the front of the book. If you're watching right now, you'll see it on Fire. You'll see the book cover, Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff, inside the Trump White House. Now, the claims contained in the book have been widely reported by the media in the U.S. and all over the place, all over the world, really. They include assertions that Trump never wanted to be president. Now, what was really funny is if you heard Trump at some of the events before this all took place, the funny thing about all of this is he used to say, if I don't win, this has all been a colossal waste of time. Now, that's how successful people think. That's how he thinks. If I went through all this and didn't win or don't get anywhere, this has all been just a waste of time. I don't know. Again, you guys that being at CNN was really interesting. Now, there's a lot of nice people there. I mean, seriously, when you sit and talk with them, a lot of nice people there. But the hate for Donald Trump, I won't say all conservatives and Republicans, but the hate for Donald Trump that oozes out of the air conditioning vents can be felt. Now, Trump, who sought to block publication of the book, was too late. He tweeted Thursday that it was full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. Which is true. I mean, the guy who writes the book himself, what's he say? Hey, I did the best. Everything in the book may not be true. There's a lot in the book that might not be true. Just read it and figure it out for yourself. Think about that. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? We should call her the Sandernator. I mean, seriously. She described the book as complete fantasy. Asked to rebut specific points, she said, look, I'm not going to waste my time or the country's time going page by page to talk about a book that's completely fantasy and it's as made up as most tabloid gossip. Other people mentioned in the book have also disputed claims made about them. So people who are accused of saying something. Think about this. Right? People who are accused of saying things are coming out now saying, I never said that. So he better have this on tape. Because the left won't back down off it. The left, see, when it comes to the left, no matter what they say, it is truth and real and accurate and gospel. When the right says something according to the left, it's a lie, it's against God, it won't help the American people, it's just nasty. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair, who the book said warned Trump that he may be under surveillance from British spies, issued a statement describing the claim as categorically absurd and just simply untrue. Anna Wintour, longtime Vogue editor, also dismissed the claim that she lobbied Trump to be the ambassador to the UK. I mean, this they're going to have a field day with this book. They're going to tear this thing apart like nobody's ever seen before. Seriously. And I don't blame them. I would, too. See, I've been saying it for a long time. Stop letting them get away with this. I'm not telling you to get into a match with somebody on Facebook. Don't go back and forth and beat your brains out. Drop the truth and move on. Just move on, because you're not going to change their mind anyway. But don't let them just get away with it. I do it. I'm flying through articles. I stop when somebody says something that's blatantly untrue. Remember now, all the good stuff happening in the economy right now is because of all the processes that Obama put in place. Right? So it's none of this is because of what Trump has done. Yet when Obama got in office, they all supported him when it came to saying that everything that was going on negative was because of Mr. Bush. Right? He left the place a mess. Other journalists have also urged caution. Some said that Wolf's track record is questionable at best. Right? And there's... Well, there's that sound. We're going to talk about his book in 2008 about Rupert Murdoch. Some things that just quite didn't pan out for him. Anyway, you would think they would stop, right? No. I'm Joe Basile, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
That's cool. Well, I think it is. Hey, I like the music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on driving music. I mean, I envision a bunch of elephants coming through the woods, right? Just a bunch of them coming at you. Maybe that should be my theme song. Forget the bowl in the China shop. Let's do that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And really, you're going to do this to me now? There you go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, that was good. 556, yes. I could have hit the button. I'm too slow. What do you want from me? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you got something to say, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We're talking about the book, although I don't want to talk about it anymore, but whatever. We're talking about the book that was written, I don't know, thrown together. How's that? I don't even want to say it was written. It was thrown together. Right? Fire and Fury inside Trump's White House. Now, you know, Bannon has a lot to say. All of a sudden, you know, we're hearing about, now this guy Wolf, the author, He's been called out before for his mistruths. No other way to say it. Now, Wolf attributes his book to more than 200 interviews. The problem is you can't find most people who he says he interviewed, including Prime Minister Tony Blair, said it didn't happen. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Anna Wintour, Vogue editor, she said, don't know the guy. Other journalists have said, wait, you better, when you read this guy's stuff, you got to be really careful. You know why? Because he's been known to embellish a bit. His track record isn't that great. There were many questions raised about his 2008 book on Rupert Murdoch. Right, and again, others compared his claims with their own knowledge of the White House and said that didn't happen. I was in the room when that happened. Now, Friday morning, where did Wolf go? To the NBC Today show. We know, right? Why would he go there? To support the accuracy of his book. Host Savannah Guthrie asked him, you stand by everything in the book? Nothing's made up? He responds, absolutely. Everything in the book. Shortly after, he expanded, saying, I am certainly and absolutely in every way comfortable with everything I reported in the book. Ah, well, I'm comfortable with everything I say on the show. Sometimes I make a mistake, and is it quite right? Somebody feeds me misinformation. Right? Goes on, this isn't necessarily at odds with what he said in the author's note. It allows for the possibility that he was told something untrue and repeated it without realizing it. Or he reached the wrong conclusion based on the misinformation that he got. But doesn't a good journalist, somebody writing a book like this, right? The title leaves you to believe that somehow he has inside information in the White House and he knows all this stuff happened. But he says specifically that the accounts may or may not be true. What would you think? Donald Trump himself in a tweet says, you know, I authorized zero access to the White House. I actually turned down the man many times. Why would I give the author of phony books access to the White House? He said, I never spoke to him for the book. You know, basically, from what he's read, most of it's filled with lies. Right? Misrepresentations. I mean, think about it. Now, Trump sought to block this? Sought to block it, yeah. But you can't, you know what? He knows better than that. I think that was just a shot across the bow. I think that was just him making noise to show these guys he wasn't going to let him get away with it. Let me ask you a question. Would you go get a book? These books that have been put out there about Hillary and about others, how much of them, if you don't believe it, if you really think it's a joke or it's not true, or you know these guys, stuff that they've written in the past is not true, why do you even buy the book? Why do you give them your money? I thought it was a joke because when I was on another news network the other night, the guy says, well, you know, he's already number one. The book hasn't even been put out yet. I said, yeah, my book was number one, too. It ain't that hard to do. And it depends on the category you're in. I'm not demeaning the book. He's probably got some stuff in there that's entertaining at bare minimum. And I do mean entertaining, nothing more than that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to truly be involved in a conversation. But just the fact that the guy goes to NBC's Today Show to get involved, or to explain the Today Show, are we serious? Who are you speaking to there? It's an audience that's willing to swallow the Kool-Aid. Why don't you go on Fox and do it? What do you think about that? So really, seriously, if the guy wants to really make a point, go on Cavuto. Go on Hannity. That would be a good one. I'd like to see that. Oh, go on with Tucker Carlson. I'd like to watch that bloodbath. I think that would be hilarious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. God, I want to hold this story for the next segment. So, something we have said on the show a dozen times. This is nothing new. Apparently, mandatory diversity course is not effective. It's not helping. You know why it's not helping? Because the kids, the young adults, sitting in the class know it's a bunch of malarkey. That's why it's not working, people. All right, let me breathe deep, okay? Apparently, a professor at East Carolina University recently discovered that the diversity course she teaches, well, it ain't that effective. It doesn't change students. It doesn't change racial or gender biases. Doesn't do anything. Now, here's the bad part of this. We probably paid this person $200K. Give me 10. I could have given you the same answer. Dr. Michelle Stacy, who teaches criminal justice at ECU, assessed the efficiency of the school's diversity course by surveying 288 criminal justice students and their attitudes towards women and minorities, both before and after taking the course. When she published her findings, she was quite disappointed. Because race, gender, and special populations in the criminal justice system, it's a three-credit course. It's required for the ECU major and minor in criminal justice. It's aimed at educating students about the challenges of minorities in the criminal justice system. And the course covers a variety of topics, including Native Americans and African Americans. But while the course is also offered in the spirit of helping to reduce student biases towards all these groups, she discovered something interesting. It didn't help. Look, I told you guys. I grew up in the north end of Boston, okay, and it was probably, at the time I grew up there, it was 105% Italian, right? I don't think there were any Irish. I'm sure there weren't any blacks or Asians or anything like that living there. It was like 105% Italian, and when the police would show up because there was trouble in town, those racist O'Malley's, O'Connor's, right, Kim, cops, they would show up, and they would only arrest Italian people. It was just amazing to me. It was just, I can't believe the racism involved with the Boston Police Department when I was a kid. I'm just trying to show you how stupid this is. After assessing the bias of students before and after the course using prompts such as women should worry less about their rights and more about becoming good wives and mothers. I mean, those are questions for 2017, aren't they? 18? And if blacks would only try harder, they could just be as well off as whites. Stacy found that the course hadn't altered students' attitudes towards race or gender at all. You know, what she probably should do is have a class of all blacks and talk to them about racial issues for real. And then have a class of all whites, talk to them about racial issues, then bring them together and discuss the issues that each have with each other. That might have gone somewhere. That might have helped. But to browbeat white people on a continual basis and tell blacks that they can't succeed because they're black. I mean, I'll tell you what. If I was a black guy, I'll tell you what. If I was in a class and they told me that Italians couldn't succeed because they're Italian, you'd have to pull me off of her. Or him. Whoever the professor was. Because you're saying I can't succeed. That my skin color, my heritage, my height, my weight, my whatever will keep me from doing things. You know what? No, it won't. If I don't want it to, it won't. There are physical limitations. Blind people can't fly planes. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I get that. You see what I'm saying here? There are certain things that you just can't do. But other than that, nothing should stop you. I'm Thomas, your host. I'm going to go calm down. Take a breath. Come on, Beth. Hopefully you'll join us. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, check us out, therealside.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.